2014 was a tough year for me. My father died in February, and so many things came undone. But if it's possible, 2013 was even worse. What I've been through is probably exactly what you have been through in your life. The most personal stories are also the most universal. Lies and betrayal, sickness and death, rejection and isolation. Things come unraveled for everyone. Pain and suffering do not make us special or unique. It is gratitude, wild and aimless under a tree with no blossoms, that counts. Will we let the fire we walk through refine us, skim the dross from the surface of our lives, shine back to the world something simple, tender, and holy? I've always wanted to tell you about the depths of my despair, so I can show you my view from the mountaintop. It is more beautiful than ever. So many things, so many people, so much love, and so much pain carried me here. From this vantage point, I can hear laughter pouring out across the Oklahoma prairie. I love to share demographics and research about generations X, Y, and Z, baby boomers, and the silent generation too. We're all in this together, weaving history that future generations will examine. What did our living really mean, and how did it matter? I love memoirs and nostalgia, but what I know best is hope and redemption, mercy and grace. I must write about these things before I die. Like that line from The Sound of Music, you must live the life you were born to live. On Saturday, in the dark morning rain, I took my son to McDonald's for pancakes and sausage and those glorious folded eggs. I love them. While waiting in the drive-thru for the girl to make my change, I raised my Nikon and snapped a picture of her. She was hipster, Hispanic, and the light from the monitor reflected an electric blue in her old school frames. My son asked me why I take pictures of people I don't know, and I told him because I'm trying to figure things out. Figure what out? He said, and I tell him, just life. I'm trying to understand her life because she has touched my day. This, by the way, is why I tip bigger when the service is bad. I have been sent to offer mercy, which I have needed so many times myself. Like a bridge over trouble. For Gen X, this is Jennifer James McCollum. I will lay me down like a bridge over trouble.